Federal Cabinet meets today to put the finishing touches on what will be one of the toughest budgets in years. It coincides with warnings by the OECD against large spending cuts and tax rises, and Clive Palmer's declaration that he will block the increase in the pension age in the Senate. Michelle Grattan joins us now from Parliament House. Good morning.
Good morning, Ellen.
We've seen Liberal backbenchers, Government Whip Warren Entsch telling you this week that the Commission of Audit frightened the bejesus out of older people, including his 83-year-old mother, Teresa Gambaro, nervous about the levy today. Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey both appear to support it. So what's the consensus? Little doubt that it will be in the budget on Tuesday?
There's still a lot of confusion, and it really depends who you talk to. There have been rumours that were running around the government yesterday that the levy might be dumped. On the other hand, the signals also coming out were that Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott were determined to keep it, and that today's cabinet meeting was more a case of an opportunity for the ministers to be briefed and vent on what they thought about it. There's also a suggestion that a final decision would be taken even after the cabinet meeting by the revenue ministers. So I think the situation remains confused, but clearly the Treasurer and the Prime Minister would prefer to have this levy so that they can argue on fairness grounds that the upper income earners are bearing their share of the budget pain.
And how much credence do you give Clive Palmer's suggestion that he'll block any move to gradually increase the pension age?
It would depend when the legislation went for a vote in the Senate. Of course, if it's before June 30, it won't be up to Clive Palmer's senators. It'll be the Greens and the Labor Party. They have flagged that they'll block it. But I think that really, with a lot of this budget, these budget bills, you really have to see the whole lot of them. Obviously, Labor will be making choices as to what it opposes, so therefore it's hard to know in anticipation before you see the whole package.
And what about the suggestion from Labor and the Greens that they will block the whole lot of major budget measures, you know, the deficit tax, the Medicare co-payment, the changes to the pension, all on the grounds that they constitute broken promises? Is there a risk that the government loses a lot of political skin for no gain, or do they blink?
I think that they will lose a lot of political skin over this budget, especially if they go ahead with the deficit levy. I think that the article by Peter Costello in yesterday's papers was a very powerful one. And
he was saying that there was no economic benefit from the levy.
Yes, but the more important point that he was making was that a core broken promise can really dog a government for a very long time. He pointed, of course, to Julia Gillard's promise. He pointed to Paul Keating's experience with LAW tax cuts. He also regretted his own broken promise when he put on a superannuation surcharge. So certainly for the government there are a big risks there, but from the Labor Party point of view, to block too much would, I think, bring into question its own economic credibility. It can make some symbolic gestures. It can say, yes, there are all these broken promises, but it really would need to pick and choose between which broken promises it wanted to put on the focus on.
And then just finally to Indonesia, we've been covering it this morning. The Indonesian Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, is, you know, not exactly furious, but very annoyed about the latest issue of the boat turnbacks. And the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has called SBY to explain why he's not taken up that invitation to come to Bali. What's your commentary on the relationship at the moment?
I do think that the government just mishandles almost every incident with Indonesia. This invitation was extended as an olive branch, as a gesture by the president. Tony Abbott took a long time to accept it. He didn't even seem to formally ever accept it, but it was indicated that he would make the trip. Then the government pulled back because of the boats being turned back on the water, but it gave another official explanation that Tony Abbott was too busy with the budget and the Commission of Audit to fall out to make the trip, which just really looks to be making fools of the Indonesians when one line is being is known to be being put out domestically, or at least known domestically, and another given as the official reason. He didn't call the president until very late in the piece. It's just as though we don't have any diplomatic touch when it comes to dealing with the Indonesians, or the Australian government doesn't. It all looks rather rude, international bad manners, and it's very, very odd that there is so much mishandling on almost every occasion.
All right, thank you so much for that analysis, Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.